Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello, and happy Thanksgiving early to my listeners in the United States. Tomorrow is our celebration of Thanksgiving. And welcome to all of you for spending time with me here at Spark. Tonight I am away from my switchboard, so I want to thank Tom for keeping an eye on my switchboard and letting me know if I have callers or chat tonight. Tonight we're talking about gratitude and giving thanks in a time when it's very easy to be focused on what we don't have, the negatives, the problems between the wars happening in the world, people that we love, that we care about, being away from home, whether it's in the wars or for other reasons, the economic crises that are happening in the United States, natural events that are occurring around the world, all of which can be overwhelming, the downsizing of companies. And so in the midst of all of those things happening, how are you finding the joy and gratitude in your life? So tonight we'll spend some time focused on what we can be thankful for, what we can be grateful for at this time of year. And so I invite you to call, and I believe if I caught the number correctly, it's 347-215-8390, to share what you're grateful for, whether you celebrate Thanksgiving or not. Take a moment and just think about something that you can be grateful for at this time of year. And what do you do to refocus your thinking at this time of year? Because there are people who make a positive difference in your life, as well as you make a positive difference in the lives you touch, both directly and indirectly. So the question is, how do you do that? How do you change your focus? Do you have a smile file, or do you have a place that you go when you want to get a pick-me-up with some positive thoughts? Today I went out to one of my favorite quote sites and checked out some quotes around gratitude and particularly Thanksgiving. Oops, and I realized in my rush to get this out, I just sent something out that I don't think I wanted to about a meeting. Oops, wanted to finish it before I forgot. So it wasn't hanging on my mind, and they'll come back and go, what? Let me just cancel that before they're going, oh, what happened? So I'll just send in one after a call is over. So, back to gratitude. Before my boss, Sarah, left tonight, she handed me an envelope and she said, now you can't open this until you're on your way home or until you get home. And she handed one to Carrie, who also works in our HR department here at the credit union. And Carrie said, it's going to make me cry. And Sarah laughed and said, no. Well, I will tell you. And she said, because these things drive me nuts, I had to put it behind me in a bag where I couldn't see it. And she and I were the last people here tonight, and I'm still in Dubuque. And she said to me, okay, if you have to open it, just make sure I'm already gone. And it did bring tears to my eyes. It was a personally written thank you card and note and a cash gift in appreciation for what I contribute to the department. And she was specific about what she appreciated. And it was such a wonderful gesture that was totally unexpected. And so, can you do that for someone in your life? Can you make that gesture with a kind handwritten note or card, just letting someone know what you specifically appreciate about them? Could be a spouse, could be a partner, could be a child, could be a parent. What do you appreciate? What are you grateful that they bring to your life? Sometimes we have to be creative about how we word things and have to say that you appreciate their creativity or their persistence, because that is a positive spin on maybe the mischief a child gets into or the persistence that they hound you with questions to get an answer. Find a positive spin, because what is annoying to us can actually be a positive benefit. It depends on our perspective. So, as I mentioned before, I was distracted by my lack of a time on that email. I had gone out to quotegarden.com today, one of my favorite quote sites, and pulled up some quotes about Thanksgiving and thought I would share a few with you just to give you some starting points. And I'd like to visit quotegarden.com if I am looking for quotes, whether it's for classes or emails or for blog talk or Spark. Listening and reading other people's words causes me to reflect, can change my emotional state, and I hope that it does so for you as well. So let's explore a few people's perspectives on this holiday of Thanksgiving that we celebrate here in the United States. Thanksgiving Day comes by statute once a year. To the honest man, it comes as frequently as the heart of gratitude will allow. Edward Sanford Martin. We can celebrate Thanksgiving every day of our lives. If the only prayer you say in your life is thank you, that will suffice, said Meister Eckhart. Oh, yes, the number one at the list, because I jumped around. The pilgrims made 7 times more graves than huts. No Americans have been more impoverished than these who nevertheless set aside a day of Thanksgiving. H. U. Westermeyer. When the pilgrims settled here, I believe in the 1600s, it was very, very challenging for them. A lot of illness and struggle and strife, and they still focused on what they could be grateful for. And some of us are in that same challenge of we've recently been downsized and we're finding ourselves out of work, or with gas prices climbing, our budgets have been stretched, in some cases beyond the means, and so we've had to juggle who we can pay and who we can't pay, or we're working 2 or 3 jobs to make those payments. Where we have a food bank that we can rely on to feed our children. And W.J. Cameron says, Thanksgiving, after all, is a word of action, of giving thanks. And I really like Irma Bombeck. And there are a couple quotes by Irma in here. One is from No One Diets on Thanksgiving, which was an article she wrote November 26, 1981. And it says, what we're really talking about is a wonderful day set aside on the fourth Thursday of November when no one diets. I mean, why else would they call it Thanksgiving? And she also had one, I'm not sure I can put my finger on it quickly, that talked about how long it takes to prepare a meal and how long halftime is. Let's take a look, because I used that quote today. Thanksgiving dinners take 18 hours to prepare, says Ms. Bombeck. They are consumed in 12 minutes. Halftimes take 12 minutes. This is not coincidence. There's a debate between two radio DJs this morning about family tradition on Thanksgiving, and he grew up with football. And last year when he went to his wife's family after dinner, they wanted to put in the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. So he was without football on Thanksgiving. Oh, my goodness. And so the debate was about whether or not football is a tradition. anything that you celebrate in your family can become a tradition. J.A. Shedd said, "He who thanks but with the lips thanks but in part. The full, the true thanksgiving comes from the heart." Do you celebrate in joy? And speaking of traditions, my husband is an only child, and so we celebrate part of Thanksgiving with his mother. Now, we lost his father a number of years ago to cancer. So our son Alex isn't the only grandchild she has, and we'll be spending Thanksgiving Day with her. We'll have dinner, play games, watch movies, spend the night. And then my family, we grew up, my husband and I, about 7 miles apart, and our mothers still live 7 miles apart. Both of our fathers are now deceased. And Saturday, we will spend with my 6 sisters and their families, husbands and kids, eating a big dinner. We all bring something to contribute, and then we play games for the rest of the day into the night and snack away. We visit, we connect, and there are probably 25, 6 some of us, something like that. I'm not sure how many of us will be there this year, but somewhere in the mid-20s. So between the living room, the kitchen, the back room, the garage, which we'll have a heater in, and so we'll be able to give thanks that we're all there safely, that we're enjoying great food, and celebrating family. What traditions do you have around celebrating Thanksgiving? The idea of being grateful for what we have, because even in our struggles, we have such an abundance. We have an abundance of love. We have an abundance of family. We have shelter, many of us. We have food to eat. We have our health, all of which we can be grateful for, all of which we can give thanks for, and not just on Thanksgiving, but every day. And interestingly, here's another football one. On Thanksgiving Day, all over America, families sit down to dinner at the same moment, halftime. And we never were big into football growing up on Thanksgiving. We'd, you know, be eating, cooking and eating and cleaning up and playing games. There was some football, I guess, but depending on who was playing, most of us were involved in game playing with each other, with our cousins when we were younger. And now with our nieces and nephews, as we have children of our own. And someone added about all the food we consume on Thanksgiving. An unknown author. "The thing I'm most thankful for right now is elastic waistbands." Here's another entertaining one. Ted Allen says, "The funny thing about Thanksgiving or any huge meal is that you spend 12 hours shopping for it, then chopping and cooking and braising and blanching. Then it takes 20 minutes to eat it, and everybody sort of sits around in a food coma, and then it takes 4 hours to clean it up. And even with the sinks full of dishes, can we be grateful for the blessing that made those dishes?" Which for me is big. I had grew up with 6 sisters, and there were always a lot of dishes to wash. And we had assigned times, one to wash, one to dry, until we got older. And we were involved in many extracurricular activities in school, and then the assignments didn't quite work as well for those of us who were older, because either we weren't there for the meal, or we had to leave right away for a rehearsal or a sports practice or a competition. Think about the traditions that you grew up with. Do you have happy memories around the holidays, around Thanksgiving in particular, around any family tradition? Hopefully you do. And from this point forward, you can create great memories. Some families spend their Thanksgiving serving others, either at soup kitchens, at churches that provide Thanksgiving meals for people who are single or elderly or alone, for other reasons alone, and it provides them with a group to celebrate with, maybe a warm meal that they might not have. It's a way of living Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is nothing if not a glad and reverent lifting of the heart to God in honor and praise for his goodness, said Robert Caspar Lindner. And Irving Berlin, the songwriter, got no checkbooks, got no banks. Still, I'd like to express my thanks. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. So, what are you finding to be grateful for at this time of year? Hopefully it's your health, that you're making some good choices around your health with what you eat, your nutrition, your exercise. Are you laughing every day? Laughter contributes to your health. Can you find something to laugh about? And sometimes it's yourself. Instead of doing the self-criticism about mistakes that we make, about things that go wrong, find humor. Find a lesson. Find something you can laugh at in the midst of those moments where we just don't think that we can find any humor. Because, you know, there's a saying that says, I'll laugh about that 5 years from now. Well, then why wait? Why not just laugh about it now? That's my question. And it's something that I've adopted in my life is rather than being upset about it, to just go ahead and laugh about it now. You can, you know. Sometimes you may have to take a deep breath first before you can laugh about it. Sometimes you have to get someone else's perspective before you can laugh about it. How do you are you able to laugh at your mistakes? Because we're all human, after all. We all make mistakes, right? You know, my goal is to make new and different mistakes every day so that I'm learning from the mistakes I've made before. What about you? My butterfly earring is clicking on the phone here. Don't know if you could hear it, but all of a sudden I sure could. I usually don't wear large earrings than I did today. It's interesting. Stretching the comfort zone a little bit. So what is it that you do to find humor? Some of us, you know, comedies, situation comedies on television, for some of us are our way to get some laughter. Some of us have children. Some of us have a partner, both of whom can cause moments of laughter. It's important that we do that, that we laugh every day. It shifts your immune system. Did you know that kids laugh over 450 times a day? They actually followed them around a little tally sheet. Adults, somewhere in the ballpark of 12, just 12 times a day. And many people, it's less than that. You know, and you can be serious about your work, be serious about your education, be serious about a lot of things without taking yourself so seriously. So don't take yourself so seriously. Much more fun when you can enjoy the journey, when you can choose your perspective and remember the idea that I am the CEO of my life. I have the power to choose. I have free will. I may have an initial emotional reaction, but at the same time, I do have the option of changing how I want to express that feeling, what I want, who I want to express it to, how I want to say it. So do you. So, what do you want to do? Have some fun. Find something that'll make you laugh. Excuse me. There are a lot of people walking around with colds today. But I was washing my hands a lot, using the alcohol goo, I call it, the hand sanitizer. Speaking of goo, interestingly, I just looked down at this quote, and here's the word goo. It's by Alastair Cook. It says, "It has been an unchallengeable American doctrine that cranberry sauce, a pink goo with overtones of sugared tomatoes, is a delectable necessity of a Thanksgiving board, and that turkey is uneatable without it." Which is interesting, because I grew up without cranberry sauce at Thanksgiving. Interesting. Are there certain foods that it's just not Thanksgiving without for you? Some, for some of those unhealthy salads and gravies and desserts. Just, you know, a little is okay. Here's a quote from Jackie Winspear. "Grace isn't a little prayer you chant before receiving a meal. It's a way to live." Oh, and here's a fun one. You could send an email. "May your stuffing be tasty. May your turkey plump. May your potatoes and gravy have nary a lump. May your yams be delicious and your pies take the prize. And may your Thanksgiving dinner stay off of your thighs." Author unknown. We do enjoy good food for most of us on Thanksgiving. Have you ever made a turkey? I mean, the full bird with stuffing inside? I know a number of my listeners have. Believe it or not, I am 47 years old and have never baked a turkey with stuffing. Never baked a whole turkey, period. Because we've always had Thanksgiving at mother's or sister's, and so I've never had to cook one. So mother, mother-in-law, sisters, I bring side dishes, salads, desserts. Just haven't had to make the turkey. I understand there are turkey hotlines available to help people like me who maybe aren't quite sure about the process for baking that frozen bird. So maybe it's a time to stretch, and maybe not only at Thanksgiving. Poultry, for those of you who eat meat, poultry is a healthy form of protein. So it is 7:22. We are about halfway through our show right now and talking about gratitude and Thanksgiving tonight. If you have something that you're grateful for that you'd like to share, you can reach us at 347-215-8390. Or you can click a chat. How do you switch your perspective so that you can focus on things for which you're grateful? Find a friend. You know that the game Who Wants to Be a Millionaire had a phone a friend option. Do you have a phone a friend option when you're having trouble getting perspective, facing those challenges, helping to find at this moment in time one thing, just one, that you can be grateful for? How about every day? Play the appreciation game and every day, one thing that you appreciate. And it's a season that reminds me of with It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart, that, you know, often we touch lives and we don't know. The smile, the kind word, allowing someone to step in front of us in line because they didn't have as much as we had. You know, the Friday holiday shopping adventure that awaits some of us on the Friday after Thanksgiving. You know, and it's interesting when you watch people, because some people get so angry and they get frustrated with the traffic and the long lines, and that's the reality of shopping on Friday after Thanksgiving. Stores open at 4, but the lines go out to the parking lot. And you might get some very good deals and then stand in line for over 2 hours waiting to pay for them. Not as much fun when you're by yourself. And since I started doing that with my sisters, we can chat, catch up. One of us get the place in line, the other one or two go grab different items, which allows us to shop more efficiently. Sometimes we'll start at different stores and then meet together. Because we all know that some stores will only have a few of the items that you may really want. And in our family, we draw names for a gift, a couple's gift, and then we each chip in for a $6 gift for nieces and nephews and then a $25 savings bond. And I volunteer to shop for that $6 gift. And so, boy, the Friday after Thanksgiving really helps to be able to get them something nice for $6. So good movies are on sale. Games are on sale. It's been interesting as they've gotten older to try and keep up with what they're interested in, which if they tell me, that helps. And if they don't tell me, then I got to kind of stab in the dark. And if I'm shopping with their parent, that helps for those kids. And the others, well, I just do my best based on about what grade they're in, what they're interested in, and hopefully it's that they got a present from their aunts and uncles. So what kind of traditions do you have around the holidays when it comes to gift buying? Some people, I know I have friends who buy for all of their children, all of their nieces and nephews, and that can add up. And whatever you do, does it bring you joy? Do you do it out of obligation, or do you do it because it brings you joy? The holidays can be a very stressful time if we just focus on all of the demands, all of the things we have to do, rather than the things that we have an opportunity to do. If decorating for the holidays is stressful for you, do less of it. I know the holidays, especially when they start before the Christmas holidays, start before Thanksgiving, stresses out my husband. Christmas music is fine between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And we have a radio station here locally that started playing it, I think, the day after the election. Last year, I think it was November 1st. This year, with all the presidential election ads and other political ads, they waited. And my son, who is 7, loves Christmas music. So I know it's hard when we travel for him to listen to the Christmas music. And it brings so much joy to our son. And the same is true with decorating. You know, and yes, it's a lot of work to haul it all out, set it all up, only for a few weeks, and then tear it all down. You know, the 12 days of Christmas to me starts on Christmas and ends in January. So I'd like to try at least stretch it out through New Year's before we turn off the outdoor lights. So last weekend we were out putting up our lighted candy canes and his lighted train, my son's lighted train, and a few other lights. And we could test them once, and then it was the deal was we weren't going to light them until after Thanksgiving. That was one tradition we said we would stick with that, to enjoy the celebration of the holiday of Thanksgiving by itself. Everybody does it differently because, of course, my son said, but Mom, those people that we drive by this to go to the post office or to the store, they have their lights on. I said, well, that's their tradition. And I said, when you're older, you can make your own tradition. So at any point in time, you can start a new tradition. If what you're doing is causing stress and you completely miss the enjoyment, you know, if you can make some food ahead of time, or in the case of our family, because we're so large, we all chip in a lot of the food. So one person's not making the entire meal. Or we help with the setup and the cleanup, because it can be overwhelming. And then the host and hostess don't get to relax and enjoy the people. If it works for you, if you're the person who loves cooking and loves setting a beautiful table, then by all means do that. That's the point. Do what brings you joy. If it brings you joy to do it for others that you care about, it's great. brings you stress, renegotiate it. It's not written in stone that says we must, you know, or spending time with a particular family member just doesn't work for you. Some people have just decided that it's better for everybody if they're not together. So they won't come at the same time, which can create some different stress, or it can just be, you know, it is what it is. You know, and do what works for you. That's the point. And enjoy the celebration. Watch the parades if that's what you like. I love watching the giant balloons and the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I'm listening to the bands, the marching bands. It's not for everybody, I realize. It is for me, because, again, that was a tradition growing up. Same thing with the Rose Parade when we get to New Year's, because that was a big deal when we were little. Some 40 years ago, back in the 60s and 70s, when entertainment was different and our access to the world was only through mostly the nightly news or Time and Newsweek magazines. Now we have a lot more instant access to things going on, different kinds of interconnectedness, being able to use programs like Skype to call friends around the world at no cost. What an awesome tool that is, to be able to stay connected through the internet, through email, through social networking websites, to be able to wish a happy Thanksgiving to people we care about very quickly. And then, too, to take again that moment to jot a note in your handwriting or to send a card that lets people know how much you appreciate them, what they're doing for you. Or maybe something they did for you. So at this time of year, we reflect back on the year that's passed and begin to think about what's ahead. Sometimes as we reflect on what's come before, on the celebration of whether it's a birthday or Thanksgiving Day, think about reflecting on the joys past, embracing the joys of the present, and looking forward in excited anticipation to the joys that are to come. And looking forward to what's ahead. Because the reticular activating system in our brain looks for what we put our attention on. And so a phrase that I've been using a lot recently is that I'm focusing on inhaling blessings and exhaling gratitude. So even in those moments where challenging things happen. And this morning, I didn't even think about my drive here, I was focusing on having a safe drive. A week ago, I got a speeding ticket. 2 weeks ago, I was rear-ended in a car accident. And so my focus hasn't been on those things. My focus has been on driving safely. And I just now realized that I didn't even think about it on my drive-in this morning as I'm talking to you right now. What you put your attention on grows stronger in your life. So what are you putting your attention on? Are you putting your attention on what you do want or what you don't want? We can be thankful for lessons learned and put our attention on joyful lessons. If you would like to share what you are grateful for, please give me a call at 347-215-8390. Or maybe you'd like to share a strategy that you use when you've had some challenges in your day, or you're exhausted and wonder why you're doing what you're doing. What do you do to pick yourself back up? Good question. Chat about it. GreatDay.com is a wonderful resource that I go to also to get a flip in my perspective and a different way to think about things. That's GreatDay.com. And there are wonderful books of quotes of ideas, uplifting thoughts. Some of them are faith-based, so you can use your faith. Others of them are not necessarily faith-based. So think about being very conscious. If you don't already have that resource, maybe that's your goal for the week ahead, is to find a resource online, in a book, in an audio, MP3, podcast, something that helps you to regain your perspective. There's so many resources out there. Hotlines are available, too, if you find that you are distressed over the holidays. Somewhere along the line, some of us got the message that we're only successful if we do it on our own. And successful people will be the first to say that they're successful because they tapped into the resources of others. Because none of us can do everything for ourselves, especially in the specialized world that we live in today, that we do need to challenge ourselves to ask others, ask experts, ask questions, that we're not expected to know everything about everything. That's the beauty. So that's the good news. We don't have to know everything about everything. Isn't that wonderful? And I will let you know, you may hear a slight roar in the background because our vacuuming is happening outside of my office. So knowing that you don't have to be an expert, what is it that you could use some expert advice about? I bet there's something. And then, you know, you can do an online search. You can ask a friend to recommend someone so that you don't have to discover it on your own. It's amazing, the resources, the tools that are there, if we just reach out and ask. And sometimes people will offer things to us. Oh, no, we're fine. Oh, no, that's okay. One of the most powerful lessons my mother taught me, among many, was sometimes you just need to smile and say, thank you. When you get a compliment, when someone offers you help, smile and say thank you. Because that's really all we need to do. We don't have to earn it. We don't, you know, and sometimes we do. We think that we have to be earning that compliment, that help, and we don't. To accept is part of the cycle. If we're constantly giving, we're not replenishing. You need to be receiving. It's a circular, or it's a cycle. Think of it that way. So for all you give, there's also receive. One hand gives, one hand receives. One hand receives so the other can give. Some of us need to work on our ability to smile and say thank you. Thank you. Maybe that's something you can act on for the week ahead. It's just accept compliments, accept help with a smile and a thank you. Might somebody have ulterior motives? They might. You can still accept the gift, because their motives have nothing to do with you. Sometimes we get so involved in other people's business, we forget about our own. And as Byron Katie, who wrote Loving What Is, as well as other books, and I highly recommend her website called The Work, thework.com. She says there's God's work and there's our work. And if we're not focusing on our lives and our work, then we're or our business. She's the word business. God's business, our business, another's business. And so if we're not paying attention to our business because we're another's business or God's business, hello, if we focus on our business, everything else takes care of itself. And really, if you think about your life as a gift, what are you doing with your gift? Are you sharing your gift? Are you celebrating your gift? Are you bemoaning that it doesn't look like the one down the street? As you celebrate this holiday of Thanksgiving, this holiday of gratitude, find joy in your life. And even if it's not Thanksgiving in your country right now, it's a good time to reflect. It's every day is a good time to reflect and give gratitude, appreciation, and thanks. Gratitude is a very high energy emotion. And if we want to attract more, we need to be grateful. We have more to be grateful for. So I have about 7:40. We have about 5 minutes left this evening. So I want to take a few moments and talk about how grateful I am that you have taken the time, whether it's your first time listening to Spark, whether it's your, oh my goodness, 54th or 55th as we've entered our second year. I appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate that you take the time and you invest your time to learn with me, explore with me. I appreciate that you share about Spark with your friends and your family. I invite you to rate our shows, our segments, as we're moving ahead. I invite you to ask questions because your questions spark new directions for future segments. I want to thank those of you who have been guests on my show, those who will be guests in the future, because your life experience can spark others. And I become just a conduit for you to connect so you can make a difference in even more lives that you touch. It's my honor and my privilege to do that, to spend the time with you. And give yourself a pat on the back for seeking to improve your life, to live the life that you desire and deserve. So as we close this week, I hope that in the week ahead, you take an action that can spark the positive change that you want to create in your life, that you've had some strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, or knowledge tonight that can help. And I hope that in the week ahead that you inhale blessings and that you exhale gratitude. Try that from moment to moment, from day to day, and see what a difference that can make in your life. Thank you so much for the gifts that you give to the world now and in the future as you continue to grow and create the life you desire and deserve. I invite you to visit our website, brainbonanza.com, to see if there are other resources or tools that can support you, because we're here to serve you and to help you to achieve the best life that you can live. So I hope to hear from you at brainbonanza.com. And I hope to hear from you via email and on future segments of Spark. Have a wonderful, safe Thanksgiving holiday for those who are celebrating, and a wonderful week of Thanksgiving and gratitude for all of us. Until next time, stay safe.